Doctors Without Borders, known by the French acronym MSF, said on Wednesday it was reaching its limit and urgently needed other organizations to step up efforts against Ebola. MSF had been on the forefront of fighting the disease in West Africa. Brice de Lavigne, director of operations for MSF, spoke with reporters Wednesday.
For MSF, it's quite clear that we are reaching our limit. We have been saying that very clearly, that we have reached our limit in terms of increasing. That's why what we're still a bit astonished is the very slow and weak capacity of other actors, including state actors, including multilateral organization actors like WHO, like United Nations, and so on. I mean, they are deploying as we speak, but we still don't see the result in the field.
De Lavigne coordinates missions for MSF and oversees a facility in Brussels that trains volunteers heading for affected areas. It's the only such training center in Europe, although others operated by different organizations are set to open in Geneva and Berlin. At the Brussels Training Center, a group of trainees were being taught on Wednesday how to enter an Ebola field hospital and how to leave without infecting themselves. Paul Brockman is a project coordinator trainee who is traveling to Sierra Leone after his training.
We limit the number of times that we suit up and go into the actual high-risk zone where the patients themselves are to just a couple times a day so as not to, as you said, not to risk overheating, dehydration, or just a little bit too much for one day. You know, you need to err on the side of caution rather than the side of full speed ahead.
Spanish psychologist Carla Uriarte is likely to leave for Sierra Leone in November. She said on Wednesday she felt she would be safe.
I'm a bit scared of what I will be seeing because I know that there's a lot of human suffering that I will be witnessing. And I'm also scared for our staff because my colleagues will be going back to homes in which their family members might be dying. And I know that some of our colleagues, national staff colleagues, die. And not necessarily, and we do investigate this because they get infected in the center, but because they're part of the community. So that is the part that scares me the most, no? Seeing for them, for their safety.
MSF currently operates 6 centers in Guinea, Sierra Leone, and Liberia, with a total of 600 beds. Its personnel on the ground have grown from about 650 at the start of August to about 3,000 currently.